Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah, and walked in the ways of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father, and in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the Asherim and the graven images and the molten images. 2 Chronicles 34:1-3. To purge something is to cleanse of impurities, to removing by cleaning. The concept of cleansing is stated throughout the scriptures. 1. Hezekiah, king of Judah, removed the high places and break the pillars and cut down the Asherah. And he brake in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made, for unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and he called it Nehushtan. 2 Kings 18:4. 2. Of Jesus it is recorded, and the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money, setting. And he made a scourge of cords, and cast all out of the temple, both the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the changers' money, and overthrew their tables. And to them that sold the doves he said, Take these things hence, make not my father's house a house of merchandise. John 2:13-16. 3. Of those who desire the blessings of God through Christ, James said, But he giveth more grace. Wherefore, the scripture saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Be subject therefore unto God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall exalt you. James 4:6-10. Throughout the scriptures, cleansing is necessary for acceptance with Jehovah. This cleansing is provided to all through the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish unto God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hebrews 9:14. As all things are cleansed with blood, and apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember that there will be a day of final and complete cleansing. Another parable said he before them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that sowed good seed in his field. But while he slept, his enemy came and sowed tares also among the wheat, and went away. But when the blade sprang up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. And the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? Whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. And the servants say unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he saith, Nay, lest happily while ye gather up the tares, ye root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather up first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Matthew 13:24-30.